And so you have this incredible cauldron of musical styles developing in Cuba into now what is the beginning of the 20th century. And we see the rise of the first sort of internationally known popular Cuban music known as son, S-O-N. Son is the root of all salsa music. Salsa music cannot be separated from son. Salsa music develops in the States, in Miami and in New York, and takes on a slightly different direction once it leaves Cuba. But nevertheless, it is the core rhythm, the one sort of nuclear cell from which salsa is based. And it has, as its unifying element, a beat, which we call the clave. The clave is a beat that goes... And I'm sure you've heard that in everything from a Bo Diddley guitar lick to a million different patterns. A lot of patterns in pop music now use it. The clave is a rhythm as much as it's a cell, like something that holds things together. You think, well, how could that beat hold something together? Well, when you count one, two, three, four in a song, that count holds something together, but everything's equal, right? In the clave pattern, which is the root of so much of the music that you'll hear tonight, the clave pattern has an angle or has its own attitude. It has two notes and then it has three notes. I'm doing what's called 3-2 clave. One, two, three, one, two. It doesn't have anything to do with the beats. I'm just counting the number of strokes, right? One, two, three, one, two. One, two is the sort of positive or more grounded part of the clave. The three part is the more syncopated. And I know you're thinking, Sal, you lost me. So in the syncopated part, that's where we bring in certain beats. We have these things called anticipations, beats that happen, and they seem to push something forward. And really, in the music, what it really does is that it pushes your hip. It makes you move. I doubt that tonight, I know inside your shoes, you'll be moving your toes, because it's irresistible when the band plays in son style or son derived style. Rhythm is there to make people dance or to make people move. A lot of the Latin jazz is not about dancing. It's about just playing and having people listen. But it's an irresistible beat, and the reason it's irresistible is because it's locked in to a beat. You can predict a part of it. You can somehow, your mind knows that it's either arrived or it's on its way somewhere, and that goes down to the clave. Now, I have a funny story that I have a couple of students or ex-students here. They went to most of the classes. But the two big Latin music fans, but they may have heard this story from me, but I used to play in the Vancouver Symphony, and you're sitting there in the symphony and you got a lot of time on your hands as a percussionist sometimes. And so I didn't have to play until the next number, but I had nothing to do backstage, so I'm just sitting there with John, the percussionist. And I said to John, John, they were playing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I said, John, watch, last movement. When the last movement starts, it's in 3-2 clave. And John says, nah, can't be. I says, you watch. And the theme goes, tum, 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 tum. I can sing you the whole thing. That's how well I know it. Well. Tum, 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 tum. Even Beethoven had the clave. It actually unifies the beat. I can do it with O Canada too, but I'm not going to bore you with that.